我们今天回到马可福音，继续的来查考马可福音。
Today we return to our study of the book of Mark.
在好几个月前，我们看了马可福音4:35直到5:43。
Some months back, we looked at Mark chapter 4, verse 35, all the way to Mark chapter 5, verse 43.
这段经文非常的长，不过我们看见了这一段经文里有不断重复的一个主题，就是叫我们必须要对耶稣有信心。
This was a rather long passage, but we saw that there was a common theme throughout it, and that was that we must have faith in Jesus.
在4:35-41，我们看见了耶稣胜过大自然，他就用这一个来教导门徒必须要有信心。
In verse 35-41, we saw the point that Jesus has power over nature, and he used this lesson to teach the disciples that they needed to have faith.
然后从5:1-20，他胜过了鬼魔，也让我们看见了那一个被许多鬼扶着的人，被医治好之后，他对耶稣有信心。
In verse 1-20 of chapter 5, we saw that Jesus had cast out the legion of demons in a man, and he used that episode to teach us and show us what it was like after this man had come to faith.
然后在21-43，耶稣胜过疾病还有死亡，也让我们看见了那一个患了血漏的女人她的信心，还有雅鲁的信心。
In the final verses of this section, we saw in verses 21-43, the woman who was bleeding, as well as Jairus' faith.And he used that to teach us what faith looks like.
然后我们就把这段经文分为了三段，从4:35-41，我们重新的再看过一次，我们就看见了这个创造的堕落，因着这样就有了这些天灾等等的。然后我们看见了大自然的愤怒，还有耶稣将来会丰盛的救赎整个宇宙，甚至连这一些被创造之物，耶稣也会去救赎。
And in the next sermon from Mark chapter 4 and 35 to verse 41, we look back at that same passage, but from a different perspective. We saw three points. We saw the fall of creation due to sin. We saw the fury of nature. And then finally, we saw the fullness of redemption where Jesus would return to restore and redeem the world.
然后我们又再次看了马可福音5:1-20，看了耶稣是救主，他从加利利的一边，这个加利利海的一边去到另一边，就是因为他有一个拯救的任务，他是去那里特别为了拯救那一个被群鬼扶着的人。
We saw very recently in Mark chapter 5 verse 1-20, about Jesus crossing the river, crossing the Sea of Galilee,to save this one man who was plagued by demons.
然后当耶稣把这个群鬼给赶出去的时候，我们就看见了撒旦的败北，我们就知道耶稣对于撒旦他是胜过撒旦的。
After that, we saw the quelling of Satan, having casted out the demons from this man from the land of the Gerasenes. We saw that Jesus had power over Satan.
这一个被群鬼扶着的人被医治好之后，我们也看见在他的生命里有救恩的完全，因为他不只是把鬼赶走了，他之后信了主也服侍主。
After the demons were casted out, we saw the quality of salvation in the man who became a believer in Jesus.
今天我们来看最后一段，就是5:21-43，我们会看见耶稣是最终的胜利者。
Today we look back at this passage and we focus in on Mark 5:21-43 to see that Jesus is the ultimate victor.
首先让我们来读第21-34。
So first let's read verse 21-34.
马可福音5:21，耶稣坐船又渡到那边去，就有许多人到他那里来聚集。他正在海边上，有一个管会堂的人名叫雅鲁，来见耶稣，就俯伏在他脚前，再三地求他说：“我的小女儿快要死了， 求你去按手在他身上，使他痊愈，得以活了。耶稣就和他同去，有许多人跟随拥挤他。有一个女人患了12年的血漏，在好些医生手里受了许多的苦，又花尽了她所有的，一点也不见好，病势反倒更重了。她听见耶稣的事，就从后头来，砸在众人中间，摸耶稣的衣裳，意思说，我只摸他的衣裳，就必痊愈。于是他血漏的源头立刻干了，他便觉得身上的灾病好了。耶稣顿时心里觉得有能力从自己身上出去，就在众人中间转过来说，谁摸我的衣裳？门徒对他说，你看众人拥挤你，还说谁摸我吗？耶稣周围观看，要见做这事的女人。那女人知道在自己身上所成的事，就恐惧战惊，来俯伏在耶稣跟前，将实情全告诉他。耶稣对他说，女儿，你的信救了你，平平安安的回去吧，你的灾病痊愈了。
Mark 5:21. And when Jesus had crossed again in the boat to the other side, a great crowd gathered about him, and he was beside the sea. Then came one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name, and seeing him, he fell at his feet and implored him earnestly, saying, My little daughter is at the point of death. Come and lay your hands on her so that she may be made well and live. And he went with him. And a great crowd followed him and thronged about him. And there was a woman who had a discharge of blood for 12 years, and who had suffered much under many physicians and had spent all that she had and was no better, but rather grew worse. She had heard the reports about Jesus and came up behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. For she said, If I even touch his garment, I will be made well. And immediately the flow of blood dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of her disease. Verse 30, And Jesus, perceiving in himself that power had gone out from him, immediately turned about in the crowd and said, Who touched my garments? And the disciples said to him, You see the crowd pressing around you, and yet you say, Who touched me? And he looked around to see who had done it. But the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came in fear and trembling and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease.
首先我们看见有许多人在海边那里等着耶稣回来，他们就在那里聚集着等着他。
So the scene starts when we see a whole crowd, a great crowd gathering about Jesus or waiting for him as he crosses the sea.
这个跟海的另一边的人是完全不一样，因为我们记得上一次当耶稣医治好了那个被群鬼扶着的人，当地的人因为受了很大的这个经济损失，就把耶稣给赶走了。
This is a stark contrast to the response of the crowd that we saw on the other side of the sea. And if you rememberWe saw that having casted out the demons went into the pigs and all ran down the cliff, and that cost the people of the Gerasenes a great deal of money. As a result, they chased him away from their land.
不过在这里就是加利利这一边有许多的人欢迎耶稣。
On this side of the sea, however, we see that a great crowd was there to welcome him.
不过他们不是欢迎他们的弥赛亚，他们欢迎耶稣，因为他们要看神迹。
But they were not there to welcome their Messiah. They were there to see miracles.
然后我们就看见了，这里有一个管会堂的人名叫雅鲁，他要求耶稣去治好他快死的女儿。
We see then a man by the name of Jairus, a ruler of the synagogue, who came to Jesus to ask him to help heal his daughter who was at the point of death.
然后耶稣在途中就有一个匿名的女人，她来到这里为的是想要悄悄地摸耶稣的衣裳，为了是要得医治。
In the midst of it, we see a woman who had been ill and wanted to secretly and quietlyget close to Jesus in order to touch his garments and be healed of her sickness.
今天信息的第一点，我称它为前奏曲，因为我们看见了耶稣击败疾病。
Our first point, or the prelude of this message, is titled Jesus Defeats Disease.
因为耶稣医好了这一个患血漏的女人。
And that's because we see that Jesus had healed this woman who had a discharge of blood for 12 years.
我们不知道她为什么会患上这样的血漏，不过我们所知道的是她已经来到了一个非常绝望的情况。
We don't know the background to this disease that she had or this discharge. However, we do know that she had come to the end of her hope.
因为这里告诉我们没有医生能够帮助的她，而且她的情况越来越糟。
We see this because it tells us, the Bible tells us that she had seen many physicians and it not only got, it didn't get better, in fact it got worse.
我想要请大家在你的脑子里面试想想当时的情况，还有当时的情景是怎么样子的。
So I'd just like to invite you in your mind's eye right now to imagine the situation where this was happening.
因为当耶稣在去雅鲁家的途中，这里告诉我们有许多人跟随拥挤他。
Because as Jesus was on his way to Jairus' home, it tells us here that a great crowd followed him and thronged about him.
如果你是雅鲁的话，你这个时候应该是非常的焦急，因为你希望耶稣快快的到你的家去，是为了医治快死的女儿，可是途中这么多人在那里挡路。
And if you were Jairus and Jesus was on his way to your home to heal your daughter,You would be extremely nervous and anxious, yet here in the way, standing in the way of him was a great crowd blocking his way.
不只是这么多人在拥挤他，途中还来了一个患了血漏的女人。
Not only was there a crowd, amidst this, there was a woman who came to him.
我在网上想要找一些这一个事件的这一些油画或者是画家所想象的这个画面到底是怎样的。
So I went online and I looked up some artistic depictions of this scenario and what artists might imagine this scene to look like.
大多数的画家我觉得都没有将当时的这个情景充分的画出来。
I felt, however, that none of the artists truly captured the mood of the scene.
因为许多的这些画家画出来的就是一个非常衰残的女人在地上爬行，伸着手要摸耶稣的衣裳。
Most depicted her, this lady, as a weak and frail woman lying on the ground, reaching out desperately for Jesus' garment.
不过这个根本就不可能。
But it doesn't seem possible.
因为当时有许多人拥挤着耶稣。
Because it tells us that there was a great crowd and there were many people around Jesus.
我相信当时甚至连走动的这一个空间都是非常缺少的，更何况有一个女人在后面爬着要摸耶稣是不可能的事情。
And I can imagine that this was such a tight squeeze that anyone lying on the ground could not possibly have gotten to the front of the queue.
甚至可能会被那里的人踏死。
In fact, she would have been trampled to death.
所以这个就使这件事情更加的奇妙，因为我们现在就能够更加的想象，这一个女人其实是站立的，她是走去耶稣的后头，而且走的时候她必须要推啊挤啊，因为很多人在她面前，她必须要推过去。
And this lends an interesting new dimension to the scene. Here was a large crowd, and here was a woman who was standing and pushing and shoving her way through the crowd to get to Jesus.
而且我也相信这一个女人很有可能不是来自这一个城市的。
Moreover, I believe that this woman was not native to this particular city.
她是从别的地方听过耶稣的事情而来到这里想要得到医治。
She had heard of Jesus and had come from somewhere else to find healing.
为什么我这么说呢？
Why do I say that?
因为在旧约里面告诉我们，如果有一个女人她有血漏的病，她是一个不洁净的人。
Because the Old Testament tells us that a woman who has a discharge of blood is an unclean person.
在利未记十五章二十六到二十七节那里告诉我们，如果她就是一个女人患漏症的日子，所躺的床所做的物都要看为不洁净，凡摸这些物件的就为不洁净，必不洁净到晚上，并要洗衣服，用水洗澡。
Leviticus 15:26-27 tells us, every bit on which she lies, all the days of her discharge shall be to her as the bit of in her impurity, and everything on which she sits shall be unclean, and whoever touches these things shall be unclean, and shall wash his clothes and bathe himself in water and be unclean until the evening.
所以如果这个女人她看了那么多医生的话, 她患了血漏的这个病情应该是家喻户晓的。
So if this woman who had a discharge for years and was ill had come out, she would have been easily recognized by everyone.
当她走向任何人的时候, 每一个人认到这个女人就会知道, 啊, 她是一个不洁净的女人, 没有人敢动她。
And if she walks out onto the street, everyone would recognize her and recognize her as an unclean woman, and no one would want to touch her.
不过她却能够在人群当中推他们，在那里挤推过去，她会碰到很多的人。不过似乎没有任何人觉得他们是不洁净的。
And having to get through the crowd, she would have had to touch and push a lot of people. Yet we don't see any response from the people to an unclean woman.
如果雅鲁知道她是一个不洁净的女人，甚至能够拿她来开路。
In fact, if Jairus had known she was an unclean woman, he might even have used her to clear the way.
就好像紧急救护车走在那里响着鸣一样，所有的人都会分一边。为什么？像红海一样分一边，因为每一个人看到这个不洁净的女人，所有人都会分到一边去。
And it wouldn't be unlike the situation on the roads when an ambulance is coming down and all the cars make way for it. Because she was an unclean woman, people would have made way for her.
为什么这个重要呢?
Why is this important?
因为我们必须要明白，这个女人可能看起来跟所有的人都差不多一样。
It's important because we need to understand this woman could have looked like anyone else.
她没有在爬行。
She wasn't crawling.
她也不会看起来非常的软弱，不然她没有力气挤过那些人群。
She would not have seemed especially weak or frail, otherwise she would not have been able to push her way through.
而且她看起来就像每个人一样，都是陌生人。
And she would have looked like anyone else.
所以这个就是她最好的掩护。In
fact, this would be her advantage.
她最好的掩护就是没有人认得出和 cover up。
It would be her cover because no one would recognize her.
所以当她心里面想，她摸耶稣的衣裳就会得医治，没有人会知道。
And her thinking that all she had to do was get a hit to touch Jesus' garment, no one would have expected it.
没有人知道。
No one knew.
没人。 No man.
No man knew.
不过耶稣不只是人。
But Jesus was not a man.
他 也是神,
He was God.
他是道成肉身,
He was Word became flesh.
他知道人心, 所以他也知道这个女人在后头想要偷偷的来摸他。
And of course, He was omniscient and He knew that this woman was secretly trying to get close to Him.
而且很奇妙的是, 耶稣让他这么做。
What was even more interesting was Jesus allowed her.
不过耶稣没有让他摸了好了就走了。
But Jesus did not let her get away after it.
为什么呢? 因为耶稣的心里面有更加崇高的意念。耶稣不只是要医治他的疾病，耶稣也要建立他的信心。Because
Jesus had a larger plan and a bigger purpose in all of this. Not only did he intend to heal her physically, he intended to build up her faith.
因为当这一个女人相信只要摸耶稣的衣裳就会得医治，这一种不是非常强的信心，这一种是信心掺杂了迷信。Now
she believed that by touching Jesus' garment she could be healed, and that was superstition mixed with faith.
这样子的迷信当时是非常普遍，今天也常见。
And the superstition was very common back then, and it still is common today.
就好像今天罗马天主教徒以为有一些所谓的圣物，他们如果有摸到这个圣物，他们就能够得医治。或者拜偶像的人也相信有一些他们的物件是神明赐了这个力量的物件。
This would be not be unlike the Roman Catholics or, in fact, idol worshippers who believe that there are certain religious artifacts that have been imbued with special characteristics or powers by God.
所以当这个女人前来想要摸耶稣的衣服，就以为得医治，这个是一种迷信。
And so when she believed that she could come forward and simply touch Jesus' garment and be healed, that was superstition.
很明显的，当时有许多的人在那里拥挤，所以很多人都在摸耶稣。
However, at that point in time, there were many, many people crowding around him, and many people were touching him.
所以当耶稣问谁摸我的衣裳，门徒就觉得非常的奇异，为什么你这样问呢？很多人在摸你嘛。
And so when Jesus asked the question, "Who touched my garments?" the disciples all looked at him quizzically and said, "Well, there's so many people around you. Why would you ask that question?"
这么多人在摸耶稣，不过很明显的，不是每个人摸他都得到了他一点点的力量。
There were so many people around him touching him, but not everyone got that power.
只有这个患了血漏的女人，她得到了耶稣的力量。
Except this woman who had a discharge of blood.
为什么有分别呢？
Why was there a difference?
我们要记得耶稣是神，他有绝对的主权，他能够控制他的力量，给谁不给谁。
Now let's not forget that Jesus is God, and he is entirely sovereign, and whatever happens is only because he allowed it.
所以他知道这个女人偷偷的来，想要摸他，而且他也自愿的让他的力量从他的衣裳那里流出，给这个女人。
Obviously, he knew this woman was secretly coming to touch his garment, and he allowed that this his power be transferred to her through his garment.
所以这一个不是意外，也不是不在耶稣的计划里。
So this wasn't an accident, and this certainly was not outside of his plan.
我们也注意到耶稣所问的问题是谁摸我的衣裳，不过门徒却以为他在说谁摸我，所以耶稣的问题很明显的。正在告诉这个女人，我知道你的心里面想做什么。
Let's note also that Jesus' question was, "Who touched my garments?" and not as the disciples had interpreted, "Who touched me?" This clearly was an invitation or an acknowledgement to the woman that he knew what she was thinking.
所以当耶稣这样的问的时候，是在非常有恩典的要呼召这个女人出来。
And he had asked this.Because it was a gracious invitation to the woman to come forward.
这一个问题是非常有恩典的邀请，而不是斥责。
This was in fact a gracious invitation, and it wasn't a lecture.
第三十二节这里，耶稣周围观看，要见做这事的女人。
In verse 32. Jesus looked around to see who had done it.
在这里，这一个希腊原文没有清楚的被英文翻译出来。
This in the original language isn't very clearly translated in English.
因为在希腊原文里，它是用这一个女性的冠词 ，feminine definite article.
Because in the Greek, it uses a feminine definite article.
在这个英文这个 ESV 里的翻译就失去了这个意思。
However, we do not have that nuance in the English.
不过在中文却翻译得很清楚，因为在英文里好像指耶稣不知道是谁，他在问谁摸我，他周围看看谁这样做。不过在中文里就翻译得很清楚，耶稣周围观看要见做这事的女人。
In the Chinese, it makes it clear, but in English, it gives the sense that Jesus was unsure who this person was, and hence he was asking this question. However, in the original language, it would have said, and Jesus looked around to see which female,
the woman
who had done it.
在这个 NASB 里就翻译得清楚了。
And you'll see this translation clearly in the NASB.
不过中文就翻译得准确。
As well as the Chinese.
而且我们从路加福音那里有同样记载着这一个事件，路加福音也加了这一句话说，那女人知道不能隐藏。
The same account as recorded by Luke gives us a bit more detail, and it adds this phrase, the woman saw that she was not hidden.
所以这一个女人清楚地知道耶稣在呼召她出来。
This woman knew.That Jesus was inviting her forward.
第三十三节，他知道在自己身上所成的事，就恐惧战惊，来俯伏在耶稣跟前，将实情全告诉他。
Verse 33 it says, "But the woman, knowing what had happened, to her, came in fear and trembling, and fell down before him and told him the whole truth.
这一个实情也包括了他心里面所想的，也就是那一种迷信的思想，摸耶稣的衣裳就得医治，他一一都讲出来了。
This of course would have included her belief that simply touching Jesus's garment would have healed her.
不过这一个当然不是真实的，只要摸衣裳就得医治，不一定的，因为耶稣是自愿的把这一个能力给他。如果摸衣裳就能够得到力量，像当时摸到耶稣的人，每个人都有力量了。
Of course, her belief was misguided because there were so many other people who were touching Jesus's garments, and all those people would have been healed. However, that was not the case.
所以耶稣呼召他出来，为的是要向他解释，不是摸我的衣裳，而是信心。这个就是耶稣为了要建立这个女人的信心。
Jesus.Called her forward in order to tell her that it was not superstition or simply touching his garment that healed her, but faith. And his point was to build up that faith.
有很多人以为这一段经文是在赞扬这个女人的信心。
Now, a lot of people might see this passage as a, as an encouragement or a compliment to this woman for her faith.
我们怎么知道耶稣其实是在建立他这一个软弱的信心，而不是在表扬他的信心呢？
How do we know that Jesus was intending to in fact build up that faith as opposed to compliment it?
让我们再看其他的经文，在路加福音第七章那里，让我们翻去那里好吗？路加福音第七章。
So let's take a look at a parallel passage in.Luke chapter 7.
大家翻到路加福音第七章。
Luke chapter 7.
在路加福音第七章第一节那里，让我们看见了耶稣如何治好百夫长的仆人。
We see this in Luke chapter 7, verse 1, how Jesus dealt with this lady.
耶稣治好了百夫长的仆人。第一节到第九节，让我们一起来读。耶稣对百姓讲完了这一切的话，就进了加百农。有一个百夫长所宝贵的仆人害病快要死了，百夫长风闻耶稣的事，就托犹太人的几个长老去求耶稣来救他的仆人。他们到了耶稣那里，就切切地求他说，你给他行这事是他所配得的，因为他爱我们的百姓，给我们建造会堂。耶稣就和他们同去，离那家不远，百夫长托几个朋友去见耶稣，对他说，主啊，不要劳动，因为你到我舍下，我不敢当，我也自以为不配去见你，只要你说一句话，我的仆人就必好了，因为我在人的权下，也有兵在我以下。对这个说去，他就去；对那个说来，他就来；对我的仆人说你做这事，他就去做。耶稣听见这话，就稀奇他，转身对跟随的众人说：我告诉你们，这么大的信心，就是在以色列中我也没有遇见过。那托来的人回到百夫长那里，看见仆人已经好了。
Excuse me, chapter 7 of Luke, verse 1 talks about how Jesus heals the centurion's servant.And after he had finished all his sayings in the hearing of the people, he entered Capernaum. Now a centurion had a servant who was sick and at the point of death, who was highly valued by him. But when the centurion heard about Jesus, he went to see him. He sent to him elders of the Jews, asking him to come and heal his servant. And when they had came to Jesus, they pleaded with him earnestly, saying, He is worthy to have you do this for him, for he loves our nation.And he is the one who built us our synagogue. And Jesus went with them. When he was not far from the house, the centurion sent his friend, saying to him, Lord, do not trouble yourself, for I am not worthy to have you come under my roof. Therefore, I did not presume to come to you. But say the word and let my servant be healed. For I too am a man set under authority, with soldiers under me. And I say to one, go, and he goes, and to another, come, and he comes. And to my servant, do this, and he does it.Verse 9, when Jesus heard these things, he marveled at him, and turning to the crowd that followed him, he said, I tell you, not even in Israel have I found such faith. And when those who had been sent returned to the house, they found the servant well.
所以这里让我们看见了一个外邦人，他对耶稣的信心才是真实的，甚至不用摸耶稣，不用摸他的衣裳，远远的就能够得医治了。
Here we see a Gentile, and a Gentile who had very genuine faith. He had no need, he understood, to touch Jesus' garment. All he needed was for Jesus to will it.
所以摸耶稣的衣裳不用，碰到耶稣不用，远远的隔空也可以。
So obviously there was no need to touch Jesus' garment. There was no need to even meet Jesus. From afar, Jesus could do these miracles.
所以耶稣就表扬了他的信心。
And so Jesus complimented his faith.
在这里有什么不同？这里有一个患了血漏的女人，她有一些迷信的思想，要摸才能够得医治。耶稣也让他这样做，这个是耶稣的恩典，然后耶稣要建立他的信心。
The difference in today's passage was that this woman felt that she, with her superstition, felt that she needed to touch Jesus' garment. In his grace, Jesus did not deny her.
我们也看到马太福音十五章那里有一个迦南妇人，上一次这个 Phil Johnson 他在这里讲道的时候就讲了这一堂信息。
In Matthew 15, we see the account of a Canaanite woman, and in our last conference with Phil Johnson, this was the passage that he preached on.
耶稣在这里也表扬了这个迦南妇人的信心是大的。
Over here, Jesus also said that this woman, this Canaanite woman's faith is great.
不过在马可福音，他却没有赞扬这一个患血漏的女人信心是大的。
Yet he never said that about this woman.With the discharge of blood.
我们再来看一些对比，这里有四种人，我们也看见耶稣对他们的回应。首先看了这一个百夫长，还有这一个迦南妇人，他们都是外邦人，耶稣表扬或者赞扬他们的信心。
So let's take a closer look at the four types of people and Jesus' response to them. We read about the centurion who represents the Gentiles.Jesus saw that faith and he commended his faith.
然后就到这个患了血漏的女人，她是以色列人。
After that, we saw the bleeding woman who was an Israelite.
她有一点点信心，不过是微小微弱的。不过耶稣在这里就建立她的信心。
She had a little faith, though it was small. Jesus built up her faith.
然后我们来到十二门徒，耶稣怎样呢？耶稣斥责他们没有信心。
Then we came to the 12 apostles, and Jesus, in fact, rebuked the lack of faith.
因为十二门徒常常跟随着耶稣，他们所看见耶稣做的一切，应该导致他们有信心，不过他们却没有，耶稣就斥责他们。
Because even though the apostles lived and walked with him day by day, they still lacked faith, and Jesus rebuked them for that.
然后就到法利赛人和文士，他们不只是这一个教导神的话，而且他们深知神的话，他们却拒绝耶稣。耶稣没有建立他们的信心，是审判。
Then we see finally in the fourth type, the Pharisees and the scribes, who were not regular folks, but people who teach the word of God, who knew intimately the word of God, yet they had no faith in him.And Jesus judged them for it.
所以我们在这里看见的是一个以色列的人，他是信神的，不过他的信心是微小的，耶稣就非常有恩典的建立。
Today we see this Israelite woman whose faith was small. Despite that, Jesus in his grace built up her faith.
我们回到来看马可福音第五章三十四节。
Let's come back to Mark chapter 5 verse 34.
耶稣对他说：“女儿，你的信救了你。”
Jesus said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well."
耶稣称她为女儿，在其他的经文你找不到耶稣称另外一个人为女儿。
Jesus called her daughter, and in none of these other passages do you see Jesus doing the same.
所以在建立他的信心过程，耶稣要让他看见是他的这个信心使他得救，而不是他的这个迷信使他得医治。
In building up her faith, Jesus wanted to point out to her that it was her faith that healed her, and it was not her superstition.
在英文里又再次的，这里没有非常准确的翻译，因为英文翻译你的信使你得医治，这个是英文。不过看中文这里说你的信救了你。
Again, there's some nuance in the English that has not been fully communicated. It says here in the ESV that, daughter, your faith has made you well. In the Chinese, it says, daughter, effectively, your faith has saved you.
其实希腊文里用的这个字是 sesoken, 也就是已经被救的意思。
And this in the Greek, sesoken, suggests or means has been saved.
所以中文这里说,女儿,你的信救了你,这个耶稣其实是在告诉他你是有真正的信心的。
And so in the Chinese, when it says, daughter, your faith has saved you, Jesus is trying to tell her that she's now saved. She is.
所以耶稣是在建立他的这个得救的信心,而不只是为了要医治他的疾病而已。
Jesus was building up the faith that brought her salvation, and it was not simply to heal her physically.
所以很自然的，我们就要问一个问题：今天基督徒应该向神寻求医治吗？
So the natural question then for us is, Christians today, should we seek out healing?
因为今天有许多这个灵恩派的这些神医，他们到处 告诉人说他们有这个医治的能力，神赐给他们医治的能力，就有许许多多害病的人，他们就去这些医治的聚会，为的就是要得到身体的医治。Because
today we see a lot of people who claim to be faith healers, and we see thousands and thousands of people who pack auditoriums to go see these people.
当然，这些所谓的神医其实都是假的，他们都是到处招摇撞骗。
Of course, we believe that these faith healers are all false and are only there to cheat.
因为上次我们已经看过了，神没有将这种能力赐给所有的基督徒，神只是将这个特别的能力赐给使徒罢了。使徒离世之后就没有了这些能力。
Last time we saw that this power to heal was not given to anyone, but it was given to a very select group of people, the apostles who followed him.
所以这些人他们是骗子，而且他们时常会说，如果有人没有得医治的时候，他们就会指责这个人的信心不够。These
faith healers, if they fail to heal a person, their point is that your faith is insufficient.
然后他们就会引用这段经文说，你看这个女人有信心，她才得救，你们没有信心，你不能够被医治。And
they will invoke this passage to say, look here, this woman had no faith and was not healed, and that's the same condition with you.
不过我们现在知道了，原来这段经文是在教导我们，这个女人的信心其实不足够，也不大。不过耶稣却非常有恩典的，要建立她的信心。不过还没有这样做之前，耶稣就先医治她了。What
we've seen here today, that it wasn't that she had great faith, she had small faith, but Jesus in his grace built up her faith. But even before doing that, he healed her.
所以这整段经文不是在告诉我们要得医治，而是要教导我们什么样子才是真正的信心。This
entire passage is not about asking us or teaching us about going to find healing. It is about teaching us. It is teaching us that we need faith.
在较早前，马可福音也记载了耶稣医治了许多的人。Early
on in this book of Mark, we also saw that Jesus had healed many people.
不过这些人 得医治之后，跟这一个患血漏的女人得医治是两回事。But
what happened after those people were healed versus after this lady was healed are different.
因为其他的那些得医治的，他们只是要看神迹，他们只是要得神迹，而耶稣证明用那些神迹来证明他是神。We
saw earlier that these people who were healed were there just to see the spectacle of miracles being done, and Jesus was doing it in order to authenticate who he was.
不过来到了这个女人，耶稣没有这么轻易的放她走，而是要招她出来，建立她这个得救的信心。Jesus
wasn't about to let this woman go just as easily. He wanted to call her forward and build up her faith.
所以我们在这里就看见了这个第一个我所谓的前奏曲，就是耶稣击败了疾病。
And so, this was point number one, the so-called prelude that Jesus defeats that disease.
然后我们 来看35到43节，这里有一个小插曲，告诉我们耶稣击败死亡。
In verses 35 to 43, we see a small interlude which shows that Jesus defeats disease.
让我们来看第35节。还说话的时候，有人从管会堂的家里来说，你的女儿死了，何必还劳动先生呢？耶稣听见所说的话，就对管会堂的说，不要怕，只要信。于是带着彼得、雅各和雅各的兄弟约翰同去，不许别人跟随他。他们来到管会堂的家里，耶稣看见那里乱嚷，并有人大大的哭泣哀号，进到那里，就对他们说，为什么乱嚷哭泣呢？孩子不是死了，是睡着了。他们就嗤笑耶稣。耶稣把他们都撵出去，就带着孩子的父母和跟随的人进了孩子所在的地方，就拉着孩子的手对他说，大力大古米，翻出来就是说，闺女，我吩咐你起来。那闺女立时起来走，他们就大大的惊奇，闺女已经12岁了。耶稣切切地嘱咐他们不要叫人知道这事，又吩咐给他东西吃。
Point number two is meant to be interlude. Jesus defeats death. Starting from verse 35, it says, while he was still speaking, there came from the ruler's house some who said, your daughter is dead. Why trouble the teacher any further? But overhearing what they had said, Jesus said to the ruler of the synagogue, do not fear, only believe. And he allowed no one to follow him except Peter and James and John, the brother of James. They came to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, and Jesus saw a commotion, people weeping and wailing loudly. And when he had entered, he said to them, why are you making a commotion and weeping? The child is not dead, but sleeping. And they laughed at him. But he put them all outside and took the child's father and mother and those who were with him and went in there where the child was. 41. Taking her by the hand, he said to her, Talita kumi, which means, little girl, I say to you, arise. And immediately the girl got up and began walking, for she was 12 years of age. And they were immediately overcome with amazement. And he strictly charged them that no one should know this. And he told them to give her something to eat.
如果你是雅鲁的话，看见了这个患血漏的女人得医治，会突然间给你更大的把握。
If you were Jairus standing there watching this woman with a discharge of blood being healed by Jesus, it would give you an immense assurance and hope.
因为耶稣就在他面前显示了他能够击败这个疾病，所以他肯定也能够医治我的女儿。
Because right before Jairus' eyes, Jesus showed that he could overcome disease, and he would most certainly be able to overcome the illness that his daughter was going through.
不过这一种把握很快的就变成了悲哀，因为很快就听到了消息说他的女儿死了。
But this hope very quickly became disappointment and agony for him because he had found out that his daughter had died.
这个现在变成了绝望的情况，因为就算这个雅鲁相信耶稣能够击败疾病，不过现在是死了，死亡怎么办呢？是没有可能的。
All of a sudden this has become a hopeless situation. And even though Jesus was Lord over disease, here was his daughter having died.
不过耶稣知道雅鲁的心里面惧怕，而耶稣也非常有怜悯的，又再次的去鼓励他，叫他不要怕，只要信。
Jesus knowing that his heart was broken in his grace, said to Jairus, do not fear, only believe.
因为他不只是能够击败疾病，他也能够击败死亡。
Because he was not only able to defeat disease, he was able to defeat death.
耶稣在这里就要行一个最大的神迹，是到这个时候还没有看见的，所以他只是 要求他的三个最亲近的门徒来看而已。
Here was Jesus about to do his biggest miracle, and he had only invited those that were closest to him.
我们只能够说，在耶稣的主权里面，他知道其他的门徒还没有预备好接受这样的事情，所以他不让他们跟着同去。
We can only say that the other disciples perhaps weren't ready to see such a miracle, and therefore weren't invited along.
到那里的时候，他们看见了有许多人在那里哀嚎哭泣。
And as he approached, he saw that there were many people there weeping and crying.
这些是专业的这个哀悼者。
These people were professional mourners.
因为当时有这种这样的习俗，如果有人去世的时候，他们会邀请这一个专业的哀悼者去那里哭哭啼啼的。
The practice back then was whenever there was a death or a funeral, that these professional mourners would be hired to go down to these funerals and do what they did.
雅鲁是管会堂的，所以他相当出名。这一个非常自然的来到这里哀悼的这些专业哀悼者也是比较多。
And it would seem natural that Jairus, being the ruler of a synagogue, would also have these professional mourners there, if not more.
这些人不是因着真正的这个悲哀而哭泣，因为当耶稣告诉他们孩子不是死了，是睡着了，他们的哭泣立刻变成了笑声。
You know they're professionals because when Jesus had asked them, why are you making a commotion and weeping? The child is not dead but sleeping. They laughed at him.
而且他们嗤笑耶稣。
And they made fun of him.
不过当然在神的眼里，这一个死亡不是结束。
But in the eyes of God, this death was not the end.
这个只是第一次的死。
This was just the first death.
在保罗的书信里面，我们也看见了这个死亡也被称为睡着了。
Paul's letter to the Corinthians, he also described this as having fallen asleep.
后来一时显给五百多弟兄看，这个是指耶稣复活之后，其中一大半到如今还在，却也有已经睡了的。
Then he, referring to Jesus, appeared to more than 500 brothers at one time, most of whom were still alive, though some have fallen asleep.
这里所指的这个死亡是身体的死亡。
This death is describing a physical death.
不过这个女孩子真的是死了，而不是昏迷状态。
This girl, this little girl, Jairus' daughter, had in fact died.
她不是昏迷了。
And she wasn't sleeping.
Not in coma.
She wasn't in a coma.
因为在路加福音那里告诉我们，耶稣拉着她的手呼叫说，女儿起来吧，她的灵魂变回来。
Because in Luke it tells us that taking her by the hand, Jesus called saying, child arise, and her spirit returned.
路加是一个医生，所以对他来说，他能够知道真的死还是假的死。
Luke, being a physician, would know if her death was real or not.
所以路加就加了这个词说她的灵魂变回来，告诉我们这一个女孩子的确是死了。
And so Luke added this phrase, and her spirit returned, confirming to us that she indeed had died.
不过这个是第一次的死，不是永远的在地狱里沉沦。
But this was just her first death, and it wasn't an eternal death.
所以这一个就称为睡了了。
And so this has been termed falling asleep.
当然我们就知道耶稣使他复活了，而且当时在那里的人，就是雅鲁跟他的妻子还有三个亲密的门徒，就大大的震惊。
We know that this girl was brought back to life, and the people who were there, Jairus and his wife and the three disciples of Jesus, were all amazed.
当耶稣告诉他们不要叫人知道这事，不是只要把这个女孩子一辈子藏起来，而是让耶稣跟门徒能够安全的离去之后，当然这个女孩子复活的事情肯定就会被公开出来。
Jesus charged them to let no one know this, but what he meant was not to keep the girl hidden from sight for the rest of her life, but it was to allowhim and his disciples to leave the house before this became known.
在这里我们看见了耶稣他行了一个最大的神迹，就是使一个死人复活。
We see Jesus doing an amazing miracle, which was to bring a dead person back to life.
如果他只是能够击败这个疾病，不能够击败死亡的话，这样他的这个能力就是很少的。
And if all he could do was overcome disease but not death, then his power would be extremely limited.
不过他 为什么击败疾病，为什么击败死亡呢？他的目的不只是要医治这个身体上的疾病，不只是要使这个女孩子复活就这样算了。
But he overcame both disease and death, but it wasn't, that was not all that he wanted to do.
所以我在这里有最后一点，我称为大结局，就是耶稣会击败沉沦。
Now that leads us to our final point, which is Jesus defeats damnation.
耶稣击败疾病，击败死亡的原因是让我们看见他是真正的神。
By defeating disease and death and damnation, Jesus shows us that he is the ultimate victor.
不过这一个不是最终的，因为最终的耶稣会击败这一个罪所带来的沉沦。
Finally, Jesus will overcome and become victorious.Over the sin.
为什么人会生病？为什么人会死亡？
Why do people fall sick? Why do people die?
这个是因为在伊甸园里亚当所犯的原罪。
And this was because of the sin that Adam had committed in the Garden of Eden.
在创世纪二章十六十七节，大家都很熟悉，神告诉亚当，他吃的日子必定死，也就是指那一个分别善恶树上的果子。
In Genesis 2, God tells Adam that in the day that you eat of this fruit, you shall surely die.
所以亚当与夏娃犯了罪，他们就死了。
And we saw that Adam and Eve had sinned and eaten the fruit, and so they died.
因着罪，我们看见了这个世界受了咒诅。
And it's because of this sin that we see that the world has been cursed.
我们就在马可福音四章三十五到四十一节那里看见了这一个天灾，这个是罪的缘故。
We see in Mark chapter 4 verse 35, the natural disasters, and these have been brought about by sin.
然后在五章一节到二十节，我们看见有人被鬼附，我们上次也看了，这个是因为罪的缘故，撒旦与其他的天使犯了罪，所以他们成为了魔鬼。
We see in chapter 5 verse 1 to verse 20 about a man who was plagued by demons and had those demons cast out. We know that this was also because of sin and the devil's sin as well as the demons that followed him who were cast out of heaven.
今天我们看见了因着罪的缘故有着疾病有着死亡。
Today we see that because of sin there is disease and there is death.
而且我们也看见这四件事情在这整段经文里都是四个非常绝望的情况。
Not only that, if you look at these four episodes, they are episodes that are hopeless.
首先，那一些门徒在海边，在海里面所遇见的这一个风暴是使他们失去了这个能够活命的这个希望。
The first episode, when the disciples were in the storm in a boat with Jesus, the greatness of the storm caused all their hope to dissipate.
他们以为死定了这一次。
They thought that they would face certain death.
然后这一个被群鬼扶着的人，他是被群鬼扶着，他得医治的这个可能性也是零。
Now, next episode, we see a man with an entire legion of demons, not just one, but from what we understand, thousands. This certainly was a hopeless situation.
然后到了患血漏的女人，她找遍了天下的医生都医不好她，患了十二年，这个也是绝望的病情。
The next hopeless situation was this lady who had a discharge of blood for 12 years.And none of the physicians that she went to could heal her. She had in fact gotten worse. Most certainly a hopeless case.
雅鲁的女儿死了，也是绝望了，没有的再看见她了。
And of course, Jairus' daughter had died. And for Jairus, there was no more hope of seeing his daughter ever again.
不过在人不能的事情，在神却不然，因为神凡事都能。
But then with men it is impossible, but not with God. For all things are possible with God.
基督徒应该寻求这个疾病的医治吗？
Should Christians seek healing?
这个不是耶稣来的原因。
This was not the reason Jesus came.
耶稣击败了疾病，还有使雅鲁的女儿复活，这些是特别的神迹，来证明耶稣是神，让我们有信心信靠耶稣。这样的话，将来耶稣击败这个沉沦的时候，我们都能够得救。
These accounts of Jesus healing disease and bringing the dead back to life were there to show the world that he was indeed God, and that and for us to look forward to the hope that one day we too will overcome death.
这个身体上的医治，还有使雅鲁的女儿复活，这些是短暂的，因为他们之后还是死了。
This healing over here that we see and this resurrection from the dead are all temporary because we know that they will still have to face the first death.
不过我们感谢神，因为他差耶稣来的原因，不只是为了医疾病，不只是为了要使人复活，他来的缘故是要到十字架上钉死。
But we thank God that Jesus came not just to heal us from disease or to overcome death. He came because he was to be put on the cross to die for us.
因为罪的工价乃是死，唯有神的恩赐在我们主基督耶稣里乃是永生。
Because the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus.
所以在这里，耶稣医治这个女人只是一种前奏。他使雅鲁的女儿复活，只是我称为小插曲。这个大结局就是耶稣到十字架上死了，然后他被埋了，三天后复活。
And that's why I have termed point one as a prelude, where Jesus heals this woman of her disease, and this interlude which sees Jesus raising Jairus' daughter from the dead.But the real climax of the story is when Jesus comes back again and defeats sin.
当他第二次再来的时候，他会完全的击败这个罪，他会完全击败撒旦，完全的击败这个沉沦。
And when he returns again, Jesus will defeat entirely death and sin and disease as well as Satan himself.
启示录二十章十节告诉我们，当耶稣再来的时候，那迷惑他们的魔鬼会被扔在硫磺的火湖里，就是兽和假先知所在的地方，他们必昼夜受痛苦，直到永永远远。
Revelation 20:10 it tells us that the devil who had deceived them was thrown into the lake of fire and sulfur where the beast and the false prophet were, and they will be tormented day and night forever and ever.
那一些不信的人也会被丢进这一个火湖里。
The unbelievers will be thrown into the same lake of fire.
因为死亡和阴间也被扔在火湖里，这火湖就是第二次的死。若没有人名字，若有人名字没记在生命册上，他就被扔在火湖里。
Because death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire, and this is the second death, the lake of fire. And if anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire.
不过对于那些对耶稣有真正得救信心，认罪悔改信靠他的，神就会赐给他们永生，而且会把他们带入新天新地。
But to those who have true genuine faith in Jesus and have repented of their sins, Jesus will bring them into the new heavens and the new earth.
启示录二十一章第一节，我又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了，海也不再有了。
Revelation 21:1 says, Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more.
在新天新地里，神要擦去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，也不再有悲哀、哭号、疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了。
In the new heaven and the new earth, Jesus will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away.
所以最后，我们知道耶稣不只是击败疾病，他不只是击败死亡，他也会完全的击败这个永远的沉沦。
We know at the end that Jesus will not just defeat disease or death, but he will defeat all of damnation.
不过在大结局的时候，你在哪里呢？
The question is, at the finale, where will you be?
你会是有信心的人吗？
Will you be one of faith?
你就会跟耶稣一起得胜利。
Then you will be with Jesus to overcome.
让我们做一个结束祷告。
Let us close in prayer.